hiding in the barn? Is that you, Tommy?
Moo.
That's not a cow. Tommy, where are you?
Go away, Shannon. Leave me alone.
What are you doing out here in the barn?
I'm running away from home.
What's the problem, Tommy? It can't be that Mom needs to clean your room again.
It is, too. Just go away and leave me alone.
Come on, Tommy. Mom and Dad sent me out to look for you. She's worried about you, and Dad's mad because you just took off.
Shannon, go back into the house and pretend like you never saw me. I'm running away.
Tommy, you don't want to run away today.
Why not? Because this is the day that Salty's coming here to visit us.
Salty? Who's Salty? He's a great, big, blue, singing sunset.
Really?
Uh-huh. He teaches kids how to love Jesus with their songs. We had so much fun.
Wow.
Salty said he was doing a surprise with them this time. I can hardly wait to see what it is. All the other kids are coming here to meet Salty here in the barn. We're going to have a welcome back party for him. Oh, hi. Come on in. Oh, good. You brought decorations.
Look, we have balloons and streamers.
Well, we better start putting them up. Salty's going to be here any minute.
Does anybody know what the surprise he's bringing?
Nope.
I wonder what it is.
I have an idea. Let's practice that new song we're going to sing for Salty.
Let's sing it while we decorate.
Okay, let's.
Hi, kids. This is terrific. It's good to see you guys all again.
Salty, this is Tommy. He wasn't here the last time he came to visit us.
Hi, Tommy. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks.
Well, it's been such a long time since I've seen you, kids. And I don't just want to flip my pages and say hi. I'm going to give you guys a proper greeting. Shake your friend's hand, shake a hand next to ya. Shake a friend's hand and sing la la. Shake a friend's hand, shake a hand next to ya. Shake a friend's hand and sing. Sing la la. Hug your friend's neck, hug your neck next to ya. Hug your friend's neck and sing la la. Hug your friend's neck, hug your neck next to ya. Hug your friend's neck and sing. La 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 la
Hold on.
I want to introduce you guys to somebody.
Is that the surprise, Salty?
That's right. You see, when I left you kids last time, somebody accidentally put me on the wrong shelf. And so there I was, next to this beautiful book of poetry. It was almost love at first verse. Well, we introduced ourselves to each other, and she asked me if I wanted to hear a poem. So I said yes. Then she began to recite. It was the most beautiful poem that I ever heard. Then I sing a song for her. I was so nervous that my stomach gurgled and my voice cracked. It was awful. But she thought it was just wonderful. Well, anyways, I could go on and on about her. But I'd rather introduce you to my wife, my sweet sonnet, Saltina.
Hi, kids. It's so good to finally meet you all face to face. Salty told me so much about you.
Saltina, are you really a book of poetry?
Well, I certainly ain't the Yellow Pages, honey.
Isn't she wonderful?
Can you tell us a poem?
I'd be delighted.
Yay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Until I met Salty, I was blue too.
Uh-huh. You're funny.
And beautiful. I really like you.
Aw, you kid as well.
Wait, there's actually more to my surprise. Salty and I have triplets. Come on in, little booklet.
With melody and harmony and harmony and melody and everything we say and do is sweet just like our song.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I sing the part most people usually sing. The melody, la 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 la.
I'm Harmony. My part is hard to sing, and it always makes the song sound much prettier.
But my part is hard to sing, too.
So mine's harder.
It is not as good, is not as good.
La 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 la!
Booklet, you're getting out of tune.
Sorry, Melody.
Sorry, Harmony.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't I skipping a beat? I have triplets. Where's your brother?
This is our
talk about the rhythm.
Hi, everybody.
All right, rhythm. Jump the beat and take a seat.
Aw, Mom.
Well, this is my family. But really, you're all part of my family.
I knew we were friends, but how are we a family?
You see, we're all part of a bigger family called the Body of Christ. Each one of us is a different part of that body.
You mean somebody's like a hand or foot?
Exactly. If you're the hand, you might help a sick person. And if you're the foot, you might be the one who goes to different countries to tell people about Jesus. Even though you all do different things, we work together. That's called cooperation.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Harmony?
Our family has a song about that. That's right, the body song.
Can we sing it for the kids?
That's a great idea.
And when your kids learn the song, you can all sing along.
I am the eye, I go blink, blink. Yes, I am the eye, and I can blink. I am the eye, but I can't see. That belongs to my eyes and the brain. I am the eye, I go blink, blink. Yes, I am the eye, and I can blink. I am the eye, but I can't think.
Melody?
Jenny just told me something as interesting as Stravinsky's 12-tone scale.
Ooh, tell me too, Jenny.
I have relatives in Sweden who are a part of the Body of Christ, Jesus family.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Harmony?
Kim and Christine just told me something as exciting as Beethoven's 6.
Ooh, tell me too, girl.
We are relatives in Sweden.
They're part of the family of Christ, Jesus family.
Hey, Dad!
Did you say something, Rhythm?
Hey, Dad!
Tone it down, Rhythm!
What'd you say, Dad?
I said tone it down! Tone it down! I couldn't hear you over all that noise. I need to hear the words that you're saying.
Oh, sure, Dad. How about this?
Now, that's much better. Now, what were you going to say?
My friend Alicia has something she wants to tell you.
Dorothy, I have cousins in Mexico who are part of the body of Christ, Jesus' family.
Doesn't that partner you, Dad?
Doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It does. There are kids all over the world who worship the Lord just like we do. We're all part of the family.
Jesus' family.
Do kids in different countries praise the Lord just like us?
They sure do.
Let's pray the Lord together right now.
All over the world who worship the Lord just like we do. And even though it might not sound the same, it means the same when it's from the heart. Tim and Christine are going to sing for us in Korean. Alicia, come sing for us in Spanish. Jenny's going to sing for us in Swedish.
Canada. When I grew up, I wanted to be just like her because she's pretty.
wears purple all the time, and purple is my favorite color. When I grow up, I want to be like my brother Ed. He's a baseball player in California.
Well, when I grow up, I'm going to move to Indianapolis and live with my cousin Harold. He's a baseball player.
Dad, the kids are talking about who they want to be like when they get big. You know what, Dad? When I get big, I want to be just like you, because you're so much like the Lord.
That makes me so happy, Melody. And nothing would make me happier if you were just like Jesus.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, Melody.
I want to be, Lord, just like you. And all the good things that I want to do. Listen to my heart, Lord. Yes, it's true. When you give your peace, and you share your joy, and you show your love. Oh, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be, Lord, just like you.
And all the good things that I want to do. Listen to my heart, Lord. Yes, it's true. When you give your peace, and you share your joy, and you show your love. Oh, Lord, I want to be like you.
I want to be like you. Lord Jesus, yes, it's true. I want to be like you. Give your peace, share your love, share your love. I want to be like you.
I want to be.
Sad. You hurt somewhere or something?
Maybe you tore one of your pages.
No, Melody. People don't have pages.
I was just trying to make him laugh. It worked a little bit.
Come on, Tommy. Tell me what's wrong, honey.
Maybe it's got to do with the way I'm singing these songs.
Do you mean it when you sing the words?
Well, they're just not real to me.
You're going to sit that up. Hold your ears.
Huh? You mean to make Kelsey sad when you don't sing the songs from your heart?
What?
When Dad cries,
the rest of us are with him.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you all cry.
That's okay. We're used to it.
Just remember to sing the songs from your heart.
So how do I do that?
When you love Jesus, you have so much joy inside you, the songs do come from your heart.
Let's show them, Mommy and Melody.
Okay, Rhythm. I've got the joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart, tis there. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart, tis there.
Get it either.
How about if I tell him a joke?
I don't think so, Melody.
I could tickle him.
No, kids. That's not the type of joy that we're talking about. We're talking about the kind of joy that comes from knowing Jesus. Hey, let's think about it instead. Come on, kids. Help us out.
You are, 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 you are,
Are you beginning to understand yet, Tommy?
I think so, and I feel like I ought to go home and tell my parents. But I'm afraid I won't know what to say. I'm afraid it'll come out all wrong. Then my parents, my sister, and everyone might start yelling at me.
My brother's right, Salty. Sometimes the way we talk to each other is just horrible. We all do it. We're perfect when we're at church and when we're visiting someone, but when we're at home, we yell at each other and say mean things. I could croak if Jesus ever got into the car with us on Sunday morning. We're never ready to go to church on time. I'm yelling at my sister that she's got my blouse on. My brother's yelling at me to get out of the bathroom. My mom loses her cool because we're not ready. Then my dad gets mad at my mom and starts yelling at all of us. I'm really glad when we get to church because that's when we start acting all nice again. I guess we get lazy about being Christians when we're at home. Why, if Jesus dropped it in my house, I'd be embarrassed.
Sometimes it is hard to be a Christian. And my family isn't perfect either. One of the hardest things that we have to learn is how to use our words to love one another and not to hurt them, especially to our families. Well, the best thing that we can do is to turn our words over to Jesus and to start to worship Him with our whole heart, and then He'll make you an example of what it shoots down really is.
Thanks, Salty. That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
Saltina?
Yes?
I know what's wrong. I know what I need. Jesus. I need Jesus.
Now that's music to our ears.
I want to live for Jesus the King. I want to give him my whole life and stand up and live for him forever.
Do you really mean that?
I sure do.
Even when it means do what God wants you to do instead of following the crowd?
Even then.
Then let's pray.
Lord, thank you for forgiving me. And thank you for being my Lord and Savior. And thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How about the rest of you kids? I know you know the Lord already, but will you really stand up and live for him?
I will.
Wow, then you guys, let's do it.
I'm not going to run away from home anymore. I'm going to go home and ask my mom and dad to forgive me. I want to start loving my family the way Jesus loves his family.
Wouldn't it be great if we can all love our families the way God loves his family? God's love never fails. He keeps on loving us no matter what we do. God intended our families to be like little pictures of his fake family, the body of Christ. When we're with our families, you should be able to feel safe and warm. You should be able to love and be loved.
But what about when we make mistakes and we feel embarrassed?
Well, that's when it's time for our family to love you even more. We all make mistakes, but that's how we learn.
A family lets you be yourself. A family's fine.
A family takes the time to teach when little hearts begin to weep. A family gives listening ears to long short stories and crocodile tears.
That was a beautiful quote, Saltina. I love you and my little booklet. Welcome to the family, Tommy, and you kids too. I'm so glad that we're all brothers and sisters together. Let's really turn our hearts over to the Lord and build our families on Him. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. We're glad that you have come to share your life with us. As we grow in love, and may we always do to you what God would have us do. A family always there to be strong and to lean on. May we learn to love each other more with each new day. May words of love be on our lips in everything we say. May your spirit melt our hearts and teach us how to pray. We might be a true family. Each other more with each new day. May words of love be on our lips in everything we say. May your spirit melt our hearts and teach us how to pray, that we might be a true family. God bless all your families. Happy Mother's Day.
谢谢儿童子路学员很精彩很精彩的带领我们这个敬拜啊。接下来今天牧师的正道的题目是打造赢家啊。Pastor Liu's sermon today entitled Making a Winner.
Peace to all our brothers and sisters in Christ.
啊，今天是一个伟大的日子。
Today is a great day.
我们每一个人都有母亲。
All of us have mothers.
我们在 这个日子里面我们特别要纪念我们的母亲。
On this day, we just especially want to remember our mothers.
那今天呢，我们教会特别用最好的音乐，我们儿童用音乐，还有等一下聚会完了以后，我们有这个画展哈，用艺术来表达我们对母亲的爱。
Today, we are especially remembering our mothers with special music and also an art exhibition. So we welcome everyone to enjoy that.After the service.
那我还没有讲到以前，我要请所有的妈妈能够起立啊。
Before this message, we would like to invite all the mothers to please stand.
啊，请所有的妈妈起立，我们大家用鼓掌啊来欢迎所有的妈妈啊，今天来到我们当中。好，请坐。那今天我要讲的这个题目呢，我要讲的很短哈。
Today I'll be speaking on a topic, and I'll be giving a very short sermon.
但是很短的是很重要啊。
So it's short, but it's very important.
我要讲的题目就是打造赢家。
Today the topic is the making of a winner.
我想我们每个人哈，我们都喜欢哈，打球的时候或是做运动的时候，我们都能够成为一个赢家。
I think all of us, when we want to play ball or play any type of sport, we want to be a winner.
那我们现在来看两种动物在比赛哈，他们谁会赢
？Let's look at two different animals and see which animal would win when they race.
这是什么呢
？What is this？
啊，兔子跑得很快哈。
A hare runs really fast.
还有一种呢？这是什么
？What else is there？
他们两个比赛谁比较快？啊，乌龟比较快啊
！Between the hare and the tortoise，
真的乌龟比较快吗？真的吗
？Which animal would be faster？ Is it really the tortoise？
啊，好，兔子比较快的整举手，兔子比较快的整举手。
The tortoise would be faster. 小孩子，
兔子比较快的整举手。
Among the children, can you raise your hand if you think the tortoise would be faster?
兔子比较快的整举手，兔子比较快，好。
Who thinks the hare would be faster?